This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Yes, yes, yes. Monday means it is Money in Motion. Brought to you by, and these segments are sponsored by, Klaus Financial, KLAASfinancial.com. Answers to all your retirement questions in one place. Joining us this week, Steve and Malia. Malia and Steve, welcome back.
Thank you. How's it going with you, Michael?
Great, great. Enjoying this so far very nice weather. You guys are both doing okay.
Very well, Mike.
You did the show solo after the 4th of July. I heard that went very well.
Well, thank you very much. We always enjoy having you, though, host it instead.
Yeah, keeps us on our toes. Like, stop talking, Malia. Right. That kind of stuff.
Well, if you, listening to this right now, have any questions at all for Steve or Malia about retirement stuff, anything having to do with your retirement, call us live at 815-398-9765. That's 815-398-WROK. Later, we'll be asking the cost quiz question of the week. That's a different number to call for that. We'll tell you that then. And the winner of that cost quiz question of the week wins a $25 gift card for Olive Garden. So we will ask that later. All right. Now, I know sometimes you both like to bring us back to all of the areas that you look at as financial planners. What are some areas we'd like to forget about as far as financial planning goes?
That's very, very true, Mike. But in reality, you know, where many people will think probably initially of their investing when it comes to financial planning, in reality, that being one segment, but as we call ourselves coaches and quarterbacks for our clients, we're actually covering many other areas to coordinate with other professionals. Now, even though we're not attorneys or CPAs or insurance people, we realize the importance in an overall financial and retirement-oriented plan to look at your legal documents. Do you have, for example, wills, trusts, powers of attorney for property, health care, various other legal documents? What about income taxes? I mean, we all end up paying those. Are there ways to help minimize that on an ongoing basis? Also, as I mentioned, the insurance aspects for life and health insurance, disability, long-term care, there's a lot of different components. As your coach and quarterback and being more specific to the retirement planning area, again, we always seek the guidance of other professionals for the client's team, but yet make it a coordinated effort.
And I've heard that before. You guys tell us that the financial planners generally act as both the quarterback and coach for you know, people who are looking to have their retirements set up for the future. And tell us what we should all be doing with regards to our estate plans. A lot of people might not even really understand what that means to have estate plannings. Like, they say, well, I have an estate? What does that mean exactly?
Well, and we've talked about this a number of times on the show. What we want to have all our listeners do is take a look and see, do they have a will in place? A will basically is the legal way you're going to leave all your remaining assets when you depart. And everybody at some point will depart. So we want to know that it's written down in a way that can properly have the assets going to the people, the places that you desire. Most people, when we sit down with them and talk about estate planning, they're like, yeah, I either did it or 25 years ago, or I just never got around to it. And most people with children probably have done it because they knew there was some kind of custodial issues if something happened. But the people that don't have a plan written down, that's one of the first things as financial planners, we sit down with our clients and say, what's in place, who's leaving what to who, and does it need to be possibly updated? And, you know, that's the key thing here today we're going to talk about is you may have a plan, But to stay with the plan and to update it accordingly as life changes, trust me, life changes way quicker than any of us really think. We look back 6 months ago and we look and go, wow, that many things transpired on a day-to-day basis. Doesn't really seem like it, does it, Steve?
No, very, very true, Malia. And, you know, as you pointed out earlier, Mike, I mean, the estate planning really is detailing your wishes for your stuff. Some people have more stuff than others, but that's still the end result. And sometimes I kind of like pull a person's leg when they say, well, if I die, I said, last time I knew about it, everybody will. It's just a matter of when.
Right.
And the state has figured out how they will leave your things if you didn't take the time to do that. So that's probably not the way you want to leave things. And really, as Steve said, we're not attorneys, but we work with a lot of great estate planning attorneys who can sit down with you and actually give you some guidance. Checking the beneficiaries, again, that's something that changes. Maybe there's a new child born, a new grandchild born. Maybe there's been a divorce. Maybe there's been a marriage. Making sure that all of those documents reflect exactly what you want to reflect is really, really important.
Very true.
What is the difference between a trust and a will? I hear those terms a lot. I mean, a will seems, most people assume they know what a will is. You know, I leave, you know, my pet parakeet to Jimmy and my, you know, my $500,000 IRA to my wife. Or vice versa, you know? But what is a trust versus a will?
That's a very good question, Mike. In reality, there a will, just as you said, is a document where you're basically, when you pass away, you're going through the court systems to have a probate judge finally make the approval that, in fact, yes, that is your last will and testament. You have an executor, somebody who would take care of what you said you want your will to do. In a trust situation, that's where you're actually pre-probating your estate. You're paying a higher cost up front, having an attorney write it, but it provides you with privacy and speed because at death with a trust, the person you named as your trustee takes care of what the trust says to do. They don't have to wait for a judge's approval. It's already been made. And then secondly, again, the trust document is not public record, which a will actually is, so it's privacy also. The trust has many other areas that can benefit individuals depending on their family situation, as Malia pointed out, with children, grandchildren, if you have somebody that you want to receive some inherited assets, but they have a tendency of spending everything in sight. You may have some children or grandchildren that have some health issues. So there's a lot of different ways that you can use a trust, and sometimes people feel that trust is only needed if I have a really, really, really large estate. And that may or may not necessarily be the case.
But you want to check with your advisor, you want to check with a professional and find out exactly what do you need. It's not one size fits all.
No.
I think that's what the confusion is.
Exactly. And have a good attorney actually write the documents and discuss the details with them in greater detail. Absolutely.
And as far as power of attorneys go, why are they important? For health and property, for example?
Great question. So what we're talking about is at the same time you're having these documents drafted, whether it be a will or a trust, we also ask that you have power of attorney documents put into place that cover your health and then also your property. Now, everybody's pretty familiar with the health because if they have to go to the hospital, they have you fill one out right there. They want to make sure they have it on file. So that's very important. You want someone to be able to speak on your behalf in the event that you're incapacitated. So maybe in the hospital, you might be incapacitated. You might have, you know, be given some drugs to go through a procedure. That's why they want to make sure someone can speak on your behalf. Equally the same for your property and your investments. And that's where the POA for property comes into place. If you die, you have listed beneficiaries on your accounts. But if you are still living, those beneficiary designations do not come into play. So that's where we really, really emphasize getting the power of attorney for property, which will govern your investments and all your other property that's titled into your name while you're still living is so important because you want someone, normally your spouse or maybe it's your eldest child, to be able to speak on your behalf if you're in a car accident. And perhaps they need to access some of your money to pay your bills while you're recuperating. So this is really, really important. We you know, every 6 months we meet with our clients or more frequently, and we're like, okay, did we get those done? Did we get those done, those documents? And once they're in place, we like you to blow the dust off them every 5 years to make sure they say what you want them to say still.
Yeah, and as Malia pointed out, that's where with the power of attorney for property, especially, that's usually something you want to provide with each of your respective institutions where you have your dollars. It tells them who is authorized to sign on your behalf, as Malia pointed out, to pay your bills, access your accounts, and things of that nature. Very, very important document.
So, Mike, you have these documents in place right now, right?
Absolutely right.
I'm putting you on the spot. If you don't, let's get them done.
Yes, honestly, my wife probably knows whether we do or not.
Yeah.
I should know, but I don't. And, you know, you listening to this right now, listeners out there, ask yourself, do you know, is your what is your power of attorney
situation?
And
where are they?
And what is your will situation set up? This is would be the best time to figure out anything that you're always planning for is right now, right? Maybe before the end of today or maybe before the end of this show. Figure out what your situation is and maybe do something about it. 815-398-9765. If you have any live questions for Steve and Malia from Kloss Financial, that's 815-398-WROK. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about insurance. This is Kloss Financial's Money in Motion. Don't go anywhere.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Yes, it is, and we are back. 815-398-9765, 815-398-WROK is the phone number. If you have any live questions right now for Steve or Malia, we were talking before the break about estate planning and powers of attorney. When it comes to insurance, is it important to have different types of insurance at different ages, Malia and Steve?
Yes, we're going to talk about each of those facets about insurance. I just wanted to highlight one more important point back to our last section about the power of attorney documents.
Yes,
we want to remind listeners that these documents only come into effect while the person's living. I want to make that distinction. Because, again, beneficiaries come into play when you've passed away. Power of attorney documents come into play while you're still living, but you're incapacitated. So that's a big distinction I want everybody to understand. So, again, blow off the dust and check those over. With regards to insurance, this is really critical. Sometimes I think insurance is a bad word, and I say that because most of us associate the word premiums or a bill with insurance items that we may have. Obviously, though, insurance is vital. We have our homes. We need to keep them insured. We have to pay that premium in case something happens, a fire or whatever. Same with our automobiles. So insurance at every stage of your life in different manners is important. For example, obviously health insurance is vital for everybody. Disability insurance, that's important as we're younger and we're actually, you know, building our wealth, and perhaps there's only one person bringing in income into the family. That's something that should be looked at. Again, is everybody excited to be what we call insurance poor? No, we don't want you insurance poor. We want you properly insured for the risks that are currently in your life. So besides those, we're looking at, when in our time with our clients, looking at long-term care insurance. Again, we don't sell it, but we look to see if there might be a situation that it might fit to have that. Again, we're trying to hedge off possible situations that would create, you know, quite a bit of turmoil for your investments. And nobody wants to find out that they're not going to have the care that they need.
True point there, Malia. In reality, as she's mentioning with regard to long-term care insurance, I mean, when you look at a person for retirement, one of the biggest potential drains on your retirement assets and your estate could be long-term care costs. If you end up in a facility, one of the spouses, for example, I mean, current expense for long-term care could be anywhere from $70,000 to $100,000 per year currently. So obviously that can have a dramatic impact on a person's investments for their own lifetime of retirement income, and also what they're able to have left over if anything to pass on to their heirs.
So again, insurance needs to be looked at every stage of your life. Again, we recommend you sit down with a professional who can kind of coach you and see what are your current risks. Because really, life is all about adjusting to risk. What's the biggest risk you have right now? And let's make sure we're covering your risk if at all possible.
I know another big topic people deal with is probably taxes. We mentioned that early on in the show.
Exactly. You know, if your financial advisor is worried about always just getting the highest return, which we all love high returns, that's great, except for the fact that on the back end, maybe you're getting stuck with a lot of extra taxes that you were not expecting. So it's really critical to be working with a team, which in our case, we would have your CPA on the team with us, making sure that you are watching out for, obviously, capital gains exposures. You know, buying and selling in a volatile market, being a, quote, day trader, is probably not going to do what you need it to do for your portfolio. You might have great returns, but you could have equally great taxes. So at the end of the day, that's not what we want, is more taxes.
True, but one of the things we're always trying to help our clients achieve is tax-efficient retirement income as much as possible, because as Malia pointed out, it can be a situation where you may be getting great returns or not, but the tax impacts, how does that affect Social Security for taxes? What about your Medicare premiums? What about real estate taxes? So there are various areas, and that's why we always encourage clients, if you do not have an accountant or a CPA, you do want to seek one out. We don't take care of taxes, but we are, again, very familiar with how they impact a person's life in retirement and at death. So it is an important element to the overall plan.
How many pages is the income tax IRS laws at this point? Thousands and thousands
of pages. Oh, my gosh,
yeah.
So, rooms and rooms, I'm sure.
And I know people can use the software to quickly do their taxes, but trust me, it can get a lot complicated as you're, including other investments, multiple family members and so forth, bringing two families together. You really want to be careful when you're looking at your taxes.
Absolutely.
Just happened to peek over at the Dow Jones Industrial, and I know that we don't talk about day-to-day ups and downs of the stock market on the show, but the biggest, most recent drop, significant drop, was after this Brexit vote in England, and people said, oh, is this the beginning of some sort of, downward spiral of stock markets throughout the world and all that? We, as of right now, not only have recovered all of the money that was lost in the Dow Jones Industrial from the Brexit vote, but it's surpassed it already. So all the advice you guys gave a couple of weeks ago about, hey, long-term, people, look long-term, this just proves that point.
Correct. You know, and as you pointed out, Mike, both the S&P and the Dow are almost at their peaks right now. However, volatility is going to continue. The thing with Brexit is the fact that, again, from everything I've read to date, England's going to be in the EU for at least 2 years or more. So that was nothing more than a short-term emotional reaction.
Right.
And as we've pointed out, like you said repeatedly, that's never the time to make an investment decision, good, bad, or indifferent. You want to stick with your plan, your strategies, your goals, and just make slight adjustments when appropriate.
At this time, we are going to ask our cost quiz question of the week. We mixed it up a little bit this week. We gave the answer to this question pretty early on. I believe it was in the first segment. This just shows that you need to listen to the entire show of Money in Motion to answer the cost quiz question of the week, to get the answer to it. If you call 815-877-8440 with the correct answer to this question, you can win a $25 gift card for Olive Garden. The question is, when does a power of attorney document for health or property come into effect? When someone passes away or while they are living? Again, when does a power of attorney document for health or property come into effect? Is it when someone passes away or while they are living? 815-877-8440. Call Cost Financial, and if you are the first person to answer that question correctly, you win a $25 gift card for Olive Garden. 877-8440. Steve and Malia, is there anything else? We have a couple minutes left here. You'd like to add about any of the topics we covered before we say goodbye this week?
Well, again, just it's a good time to review you know, really on a yearly basis, your insurance coverages, your legal documents. Again, we say every 5 years, make sure that the will is still leaving the money to the right person, not to an ex-wife or ex-husband. We want to make sure that's all correct. And again, if you don't have these documents in place today and you find that out, make an appointment with someone who can guide you to a trusted professional.
True there. And also, many times we will hear people say that in reality, after we have a discussion with them, they spend more time planning their vacations than they do their financial affairs. And we always encourage equal
both.
Time at the very
do
least.
Both. Yes.
Yeah. I'm in this kind of kick of recently as far as to-do lists and the whole Stephen Covey, what's important now and what is urgent now and what's not urgent now but is important, you know, that quadrant thing.
Yes.
This is probably something that doesn't seem urgent, but it is important. You know, planning your will, planning estate planning, planning your retirement. Maybe move it up to the important and urgent block in your to-do list for a little bit. And another thing I found is putting on your weekly calendar a block of time, some point on your weekly calendar to devote specifically to something. So you listening to this right now, why not put like on Wednesday or Thursday of this week at from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. that particular time, I'm going to devote to my retirement planning.
And Mike's feeling guilty. That's why he's putting on the calendar right now.
As I'm saying this, I'm writing it down. I'm putting it on my calendar. So no one bother me between Wednesday and 2 and 3 p.m. This Wednesday.
That way you can mark it off your box, Mike.
Exactly. And if you want to mark any of this stuff off your box, or at least, you know, maybe the first thing you need to do is just set up an appointment, listeners. 815-877-8440 is the number to call, Kloss Financial, and set up an appointment. And the first consultation you have with Kloss Financial is completely free, correct?
Correct.
Absolutely.
Yeah, to have nothing to lose at all. Well, Malia and Steve, it's always a pleasure joining you. We're in the dog days of summer here, but we'll be joining you from afar the next time. We're still doing our weekly Monday Money in Motion shows for the next two Mondays. I'll just be joining you remotely live from Cleveland next week and then from Philadelphia the week after that. So we'll have you in the WROK studios and I'll be from afar and we'll do it remotely, but same stuff in the next couple weeks. So we can't wait to chat with you again next week.
Awesome. Thanks. Mike. Thanks.
All right. We will be right back on the Michael Kulich Show. By the way, these segments were sponsored by Kloss Financial. We'll be right back.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.